Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Humanity is on a collision course with a horrific end. If the common people of the world continue to stall and allow the elite technocratic eugenicists to promote their psychotic agenda and their tentacles in government affecting our daily lives.
He penetrates the cabinets.
Klaus Schwab is the head of the World Economic Forum, and he bragged how his subversive WEF, World Economic Forum, has, quoted, infiltrated governments around the world in the interest of transparency. Could the member please name which cabinet ministers are on board with the WEF's agenda?
The member was in a really good question there, but the audio is really, really bad, and the video is really, really bad as well.
Mr. Speaker, that member is promoting open disinformation.
The World Economic Forum is pushing for a global ID by 2026, fueled by blaming the average citizen for their carbon footprint.
Why is the World Economic Forum bothering with digital identity? Why are we looking into it? Why is it such an important topic for us?
How we construct and use digital identities would determine how people are represented online, what opportunities they have access to, what or who is trusted online.
So it's also a very important tool for financial inclusion.
The starting point where a number of actors, from the international development community and the private sector and everything in between have started to come together to think about what principles should be governing the use of these systems.
Yet, not a word from the Bilderberg attending industries that continue to produce endocrine system hormone blockers within phthalates and bisphenol A in plastics to pesticides in our food to shampoo to receipts to water bottles to electronics to cleaning products and carpets. Regardless of the fact that the chemicals from these industries could wipe out the human race by 2045, as leading reproductive epidemiologist Shanna Swan and her team of researchers found that during the past 40 years, sperm levels among men in Western countries had more than halved and could deplete to zero by 2045 due to the toxicity of plastic.
When did this stuff start getting into our food supply?
The growth of these chemicals tracks with the growth of the petrochemical industry. So back in 1950, there's this better living through chemistry that everyone's talking about, and everybody is just wanting everything made of plastic. That's just one example of the many chemicals that can affect our hormone system.
When waves are breaking, they create these mists, but they're actually transferring microplastics from the ocean into the air that we're breathing.
By analyzing air samples from two Auckland locations, Dr. Joel Rindelaw's team of researchers calculated that 74 metric tons of microplastics drop over the city each year. And it could have consequences for our health, because microplastics have been detected in human lungs.
Furthermore, in a recent study, it was observed that the Y chromosome found in the male species is degenerating and will eventually disappear, leading scientists to hypothesize that a new male chromosome will eventually replace the Y chromosome. Meanwhile, the replacement for the labor of mankind is here, as a turning point has been reached in robotic AI technology, allowing robots to see objects of varying shapes and sizes and adjust their grasp accordingly. This will rapidly replace millions of workers. As World Economic Forum tainted areas lead the way on pushing people to commit suicide for merely being a burden on the state.
Imagine choosing death over homelessness. That's what one St. Catharines man is contemplating. Tonight on City News, we continue to delve into medically assisted dying and how some believe it is their only option to living in poverty.
All of these and many more major crises that face the future of humanity are tacitly collected under the net of the New World Order by its assets in the World Economic Forum and the United Nations. Rather than allow the populace to properly face their fate, the architects protecting global corporate interests pose as our saviors, projecting steadfast organization.
Now the United Nations is warning the coronavirus coronavirus crisis has put the world on the brink of a hunger pandemic. 265 million people could face acute food shortages by the end of the year. That is double last year's projections.
While rapidly fomenting order out of chaos, humanity must respond to this new world order dogma or vanish under the boot of the coming totalitarianism. John Bound reporting.
Excellent report by John Bound at Band.video. Share it like your life depends.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you'd pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there because the owner is a listener. And we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Up, conservatives, I'm going to give you guys a little dose of reality. We've given too much power to big tech because we've allowed them to control the narrative. But we've also allowed them to control the narrative because we stay on their platforms. And that is a problem. I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right. This is an information war. And we're losing. We are losing. But we don't have to be losing. Okay, it's totally different. This is something that we can all win when we decide that their narrative is wrong. And their narrative doesn't have to control us anymore.
That's right. Anybody they attack and try to shut down is somebody whose message they fear. And is somebody that we should rally around, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I started the broadcast today with that is, without even looking, I see clips all over the internet of big public events. One of them was a recent large comedy show in liberal downtown Austin, and the comedian was attacking me, but when he said my name, it was resounding cheers. And that happens almost everywhere. And they try to sell the idea that InfoWars is unpopular, but it is overwhelmingly popular, not unpopular. The same thing happened with Elon Musk. He got a big round of applause, and then a few people booed, and the media cut out the booing and said, oh, look, he got booed. But the truth is, what Musk is doing is overwhelmingly popular. But even if what I was doing wasn't popular and wasn't common sense and wasn't for safety and security and prosperity and family and God, even if I wasn't popular doing that, I would still do it because it is the right thing to do. You see, Mark Twain said it best in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. It's been my job and your job, and you've done a great job, to hit the barbed wire and to talk about the painful truths and the realities that this corrupt system does not want us to know. That said, all opposition and all ideas that are anti-New World Order do not necessarily mean, in my humble summation, that they're good ideas either. And there are a lot of people out there that have a lot of good ideas, but also mix in some bad ideas. And it's not censorship when we disagree with those ideas. It's called good, healthy debate. And that's what I'm doing here on this broadcast. Nick Fuentes, I talked to him Sunday, said he was happy to come here today and be in studio with us, but something came up. I understand that. So he can't be in studio with us. He offered to come tomorrow, but we've got a bunch of big scientists and doctors and experts, actuary experts on, who were at Senator Ron Johnson's critical COVID-19 hearings that have now concluded. And so I've got those guests on tomorrow that I can't move. So I would love to have Nick Fuentes in studio. But the show is full tomorrow on the Wednesday transmission. So Nick will be on via Skype or Zoom. I'm not sure what he's using. In the third and fourth hour today, I'll be hosting all 4 hours of the broadcast. And look, I'm billing this as a debate because we will debate some issues. But I think Nick's funny. I think he's smart. I have liked Nick Fuentes in the past, and I've seen clips of him saying he doesn't like Hitler and that he's not anti-Semitic. And so that's why I was a little taken back when he was here on the air and basically agreed with what Kanye was saying. And look, I like Ye overall as well. I get that he was trying to burn down the world, burn down the censors, and just go right to what you're not supposed to say. And I still think he means well. But I have my right to disagree with that. And it's not because I got a phone call from the ADL. The ADL is my enemy and has said I'm their number one enemy at every conference they have, and have been battling publicly and behind the scenes to silence this broadcast because I'm doing something they don't want. I'm trying to fight their race-based politics, where they're the main group, along with the Southern Poverty Law Center, their close second, that are teaching that white people are inherently evil and that Christians are inherently bad. And it is the most racist, bigoted, hateful organization in America. And it lives off of division, and it lives off balkanization. And it doesn't want us to come together against the policies of the New World Order. So I'm a big tent here for Christian and Muslim and Jew and agnostic, straight, gay, old, young, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. As long as you're for basic tenets that I believe in, that is the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, then I may disagree with some of the things you do and say, but I overall still see you in a coalition, just like gays against groomers, that want to have a pro-human future. And that's what we're fighting as a technocracy. We're fighting a post-human, transhumanist system. And obsessing over someone who's been dead for 77 years, Adolf Hitler, and believing because he was in opposition to the Anglo-American establishment. That doesn't mean white people. That's what Putin calls the West, the Anglo-Americans. That's what the Harvard calls the globalist establishment, is what Carol Quigley called it. It just means the British Empire in the United States and around the world. The British Empire was called the Anglos or the Anglophiles. And that actually goes back to a tribe over 1,500 years ago that began defeating the Romans in Europe. And then it took over what is the UK today over 1,000 years ago, and then finally complete control of William the Conqueror. So when I use terms like that, I'm not like the ADL saying white people and Anglos are the enemy. Anglos, and that term comes from a Viking Germanic tribe that dominated and controlled Europe and defeated the Romans and led a coalition of groups to defeat the Romans later and the sacking of Rome. And so if you want to know where England's history comes from and what's unfolding there and who King Arthur was and all of that, it's important to understand the anthropological and historical roots of all of this. So I'm going to try to be serious when Nick is on. Nick is funny, so am I, and I like to joke around. And I'm going to really try to be very serious with him because this is a serious issue and a serious topic. And the media, when I made jokes about Nick and about Yay, also took that stuff out of context to try to create more division. And that is not what I'm trying to do. And I'll be quite frank with you. I don't think Nick Fuentes, on a scale of 1 to 10, if promoting racial division and things like that is a bad thing. He's about a 1, and the ADL is about an 11. They're off the chart. So they can't point their finger at Ye, who never brought a single Nazi into the United States, when our own government brought more than 35,000 in here in Operation Paperclip and the Rat Line. and when George Soros helped round up Jews and gets all these ADL awards. They really have no position to moralize to anybody, but I have here in my stack, and I was looking for it again. Here it is. It's on Infowars.com. White House announces interagency group to counter anti-Semitism following Ye's firestorm against Jewish media. So now the federal government has already announced anybody questioning the government's a terrorist, but is now officially saying they're going to mobilize to counter Ye and Nick Fuentes. So this is definitely the clash they want, and I just really wish we could think about that old 1980s movie, War Games, where the computer finally explains to everybody, this is a very strange game. The only way to win is not to play. And so that's what I'm trying to do. All right. The big news in the next several hours is going to be massive. Sam Bankman-Fried arrested hours before he was set to testify to Congress. We've got him on an Epstein death watch. We've got massive global announcements of the World Social Credit Score, One World Government ID, actual newscasts announcing it, and so much more today. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tuesday broadcast. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, let's start drilling right into this critical news and information for the next hour and 45 minutes ahead of Take Point Ted debating me in the third and fourth hour. Sam Bankman freed, has been arrested hours before scheduled congressional testimony. More on that in a moment. Tuesday Live, Sam Bankman freed. At risk of Epstein-style suicide by elites covering up FTX scandal. I totally agree with Harrison Smith's headline for his show this morning. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried arrested in the Bahamas after U.S. files criminal charges. And they redacted out of it all the politicians and people they gave money to. Sam Bankman-Fried, criminal charges unsealed. Conspiracy to defraud the U.S., wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering. Former FTX CEO Bankman-Fried hit with eight-count indictment. Their silence is deafening. Stars including Larry David, Shaquille O'Neal, and a whole bunch of others are totally silent about all the money they got to promote the pump and dump of FTX. Breaking: Securities and Exchange Commission indictment of FTX's Bankman-Fried released. Any mention of the amount of donations from FTX to politicians is omitted. Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign CFO and Biden's head of SEC caught hiding meetings with Hillary, Soros, and Pelosi and others from his calendar. Illegal to do that. But, of course, he helped run the whole FTX scam. What a nice person. And it continues. SEC chairman, again, scrubbed. We've also got more. Top DOJ official Vanita Gupta admits to targeting conservatives following overturn of Roe v. Wade for criminal prosecution. They're just a bunch of terrorists. More and more of them are. Sam Bankman-Fried hires lawyer who defended Ghislaine Maxwell and the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation. Boy, that sure tells you a lot. Right on the eve of his congressional testimony, which was going to be very, very embarrassing, he is snatched up, not because they're going to ever really try to bring him to justice unless they kill him in his jail cell, break his neck in two places. No, because they want to control the information coming out, because he was a deep state Harvard mafia globalist operative pumping tens of billions of dollars into Ukraine, out of Ukraine, back into their pockets. And then a lot of patriot organizations, not just here but around the world, exposed FTX in the last few months and brought it down, a big blow against the deep state, just like you see Elon Musk going after them right now. He may be just wanting to take over the New World Order, but he's certainly going after the dinosaurs that currently run it. It's bare minimum an inter-New World Order battle for control of the AI technocracy. And I got a big announcement on AI coming up next segment. But this is a big, big deal. And they did it very, very transparently. They thought they were invincible. Bill Clinton, Maxine Waters, Barack Obama, the Securities and Exchange Commission heads, all of these individuals were over it, directing it, meeting with it. Bankman, Fried's mother, I mean, just all of the usual suspects were there robbing crypto investors while then using it to go after legitimate crypto and crypto markets. But the crypto markets recognized the contagion, the poison, and fried them first. So the New World Order is learning that this is a two-way street in a big, big, big way. And there's a lot of other criminal charges coming out right now. So we all know Bernie Madoff was a front guy for deeper groups. And then he sloppily got caught. So they had to control that. And had to get rid of him and members of his family as well. We also have some of these other arrests that are now taking place. Breaking, notorious non-binary Biden official fired after multiple theft charges, has all these warrants out for him. No one knows where he is right now. Another one, breaking, disgraced CNN producer pleads guilty to child sex crime, grooming, and having sex with children. And then here's just some of the Hunter Biden laptop that we can show you on air. Just the president's son with his friends, nothing to see here. Him in a towel, naked, with little girls sitting all over him. Looks like drag queen story time, doesn't it? That's how this system works. That's their end game. That's their plan. Their currency is the destruction of children's innocence. Continuing, Save Your Sons on Twitter said it best, how to destroy society. Make art ugly. That came out in CIA documents in the 70s. Make porn free. Make God a joke. Make food poison. Make dads optional. Make politics rich. Politicians rich. Make money worthless. Make buildings oppressive. Make men and women compete. Make children hate their ancestors. Did you miss anything? Yeah, poison you with deadly shots. And then the left spins everything with headlines like this one. Oh, my gosh, how to ban 3,600 books from school libraries across the nation. They call it book banning and claim the right is censoring. No, they're taking books out of the elementary and middle schools and high schools that show pictorial graphics of little boys getting picked up out of their backyards and getting in vans with men that rape them, and the little boys enjoy it. That's just one of many books that I have physically looked at that had the Austin Middle School Library tag on it last year. And I was traumatized looking at it. And they've got books even worse that we will not show you here on air. But that's who these monsters are. We're going to go to a break here in a few minutes and come back with the really big announcements coming out of Italy, out of Australia, out of Canada, all backed by the WEF, the official global social credit score system. And then I'm going to get into the fact that Elon really is freeing the captives. Dr. Peter McCullough restored with no censorship or controls. Those that are under control can see it on their dashboard. This is a big thing that Musk is doing, because the deep state's attack on tens of thousands of prominent academics, doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers was how the deep state was able to get away with so much of their lockdowns, covering up the origin of the deadly virus and the even more deadly Frankenshot. And so I just have to give Elon Musk credit. You judge a tree by its fruits. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. He has demonized me unfairly, but I'm not worried about Alex Jones at the end of the day. I'm worried about results. And in the aggregate, if I've got to be the sacrificial lamb for him to free everybody else, that's fine with me. So I really like the direction Elon's going at warp speed. He's moving very quickly, and I like the direction we see. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com tomorrow afternoon today.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. You know, I've made a lot of sacrifices to take on the New World Order. And I've been through a lot. And I gotta say, it's only made me stronger. And if I had it all to do over again, I'd basically do things the same way I have. It's all been a great learning process, and I love this crew. I love the audience of activists. And we're really fighting for the future of humanity, and we've been proven right about basically everything we warned of. And we have a really good chance of mitigating how bad the fight with the New World Order is going to be going forward. We weren't caught flat-footed. Humanity's waking up really fast.
There's a lot of resistance forming, and evil always gets defeated in the end. It's going to be rough. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be dramatic. It's certainly not going to be boring. And when we get the Netflix watching crowd, which I watch Netflix too, I like Escape as well. But people that, like a glass of wine is good for you. But if you drink four bottles of wine, you know, a week, it's not good for you. And it's the same thing. So many people that are caught in the entertainment world and Marvel Comics and all the distractions, you're living in a really exciting, crazy world for real. And some really bad, evil people really are coming for you because they think you're dumb, unconscious animals who don't deserve to live. And I could have joined these people. I could have been one of their top generals in the fight against humanity. I've been offered the deals. And you can see they're smart. They know who to go after. I've been successful fighting them. They've been trying to hire me for 20-plus years. And I've never joined them because I know what they're doing is wrong, and I know that they're losers. But I don't just need to intellectually or politically research all this and then come to my conclusion. It's in their own documents, and I've met with them in off-record discussions many, many, many times. People say, well, why don't you talk about it? Why don't I talk about it? What they support, world government, depopulation, the end of the family, you'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, you'll like it. It's in the open. It's not secret. And I'm not going to get into all the offers. But I was offered a Fox News show and the yearly book deal from them. And then after the globalists filed suit on me 4 years ago, I got calls by other top media figures saying, hey, would you like to come to Florida and meet with some of the big guys? It wasn't Trump. It was somebody else. They'd like to work with you. They'd like you to grow up a little, Alex. Or do you want what's about to happen next? So I've kept those channels open so I can know what they're thinking. But I have to tell you, I've lived to see them on their heels. I've lived to see them in deep trouble. I've lived to see an amazing awakening and humanity coming out of its slumber. And that is so valuable. So no matter what happens to me, I'm right where I wanted to be. I'm doing what I wanted to do. And I'm a winner, not a loser. And I'm the real deal. And they know that. And they know you're for real. And that's why they fear this broadcast, because we are a congregation. We are a group of people coming together. That's what a congress is a coming together of minds. And we're changing the world. And they fear you just like they fear me. But I don't want the globalists to fear me. I want them to wake up to the evil they're involved in and realize they're really losers and to start making better decisions. Now, I know their top people are totally turned over to wickedness, and that's not going to happen. They've already committed the ultimate sin, and the Holy Spirit's been withdrawn completely from even trying to contact them. But so many of their minions, so many of their servants, so many of their adjuncts and attachés and aides-de-camps are not pure evil and still have good in them and could turn from what they've been part of. And so I have to tell you, though I have almost no money in the bank, I feel stronger and more wealthy than I've ever been in my whole life. I feel proud of the hard work I've done and the travails and the tribulations that we've been through. And I'm just so blessed and honored to be here with you. Let me do this. Next segment's the longest segment of the hour. We've still got a lot of time until the break. But I want to hit this cashless society thing, because it's really, of the three big pronged attacks, it's the key. The other attacks are to get us into this. And then once they get us into this, the real hell starts. So I'm going to do that next segment. And then I'm going to go into the second hour, and I'm going to cover more news and take your phone calls. And then Nick Fuentes is going to be on for a debate in the third and fourth hour today. But let me just say this right now, because this is important. This is very, very important. When I say this, I want it to sink into your mind so you really make a decision that's right here. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. We are on this ship together. And it's really up to you whether I'm able to stay on air or whether we get shut down. The Associated Press over the weekend came out and had an article and a video with lawyers, top lawyers, saying Alex Jones wasn't given a fair trial. Alex Jones was found guilty by judges. Alex Jones must win this on appeal. No one can see how any appeals court would uphold these, or there is no rule of law and America's gone. So people ask me, how are you taking this? Well, that's exactly what I've said. I mean, it's unbelievable what they did to me, but that's because they're bad and they're corrupt and they're ruthless and they know they're losing control. So when I tell you that if you simply buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com, we'll have money for the appeals. We'll have money for the special type of bankruptcy we're doing that is not a liquidation or a shutdown, but a reorganization. That's why they're so angry about it. That's why they're now all over the news hoping, well, he must have hidden money somewhere, so don't worry, we'll put him in prison for that. No, I don't. And if they ever claim that or set that up, I've been framed. But that doesn't matter. I don't fear them because I'm doing the right thing and I'm a champion of freedom and I'm just blessed to be here. So, the only variable in this equation, the only variable in this problem is you. And I'm not saying, hey, you better support me or guilting you to that. I'm saying you've already come this far. You've already supported so much. You already know how important this broadcast is. And more people realize that this is the tip of the spear and the real cutting edge of intellectual understanding of the New World Order and the New Renaissance and the choices we have. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have free shipping on orders $50 or more. And we now have the amazing InfoWars MD line. That is from the one of the top suppliers in the United States of the cleanest, highest quality, strongest supplements and compounds that enrich and empower your life. It's the best of the best. It turns out this is who was supplying our previous companies we were working with that were large, but not the biggest. And it turns out of the five biggest companies in the U.S., two are owned by patriots that listen to the show. So this is the first rollout with one of the companies that are listeners and are supporting us. Another product line is going to roll out soon as well with the other company. So the tribulations we went through only made us find even better suppliers. Take our turmeric. Body's Ultimate Turmeric sold out a few weeks ago. It's okay. We had coming on the way, Turmeric 95. When you look at the formula, it's almost identical, a little bit stronger in one way, a little bit weaker in another. It's just apples and oranges. To Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, because we were buying our 95% curcuminoid through this other company that was buying it from who we now go directly to. So it's a lower price on average than Body's. It's just as good. It's the exact same product. It's just different combinations of the three ingredients. And it is absolutely incredible for your inflammation, for your immune system, for your whole body. Turmeric really is a miracle thing that God gave us. The average turmeric out there is 5 to 20% curcuminoid. This is 95% curcuminoid. It's why it's Turmeric 95 with two other great organic compounds that boost it into the body. So get your Turmeric 95. Everybody should have this as a Christmas gift. You should give it to yourself as a gift. And I don't have time to get into it, but talk about a super-powered Mushroom Max nootropic that is a natural way to really bring your mind and focus to the next level. Mushroom Max has the very best. Many of these are rare concentrates of mushrooms. The others are staple nootropics. Mushroom Max is also available now discounted at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Collapse of the borders of the Western world across the planet is all in the World Economic Forum's own words, and they're just the corporate mouthpiece of the global fascist corporate state. In their own words, is the pretext to create an angrier world and a destabilization so you will accept the world ID card based on the global vaccine ID, so then they can implement the carbon tax, the social credit score, and once you don't have your job anymore, your universal basic income, where you have to behave the way they tell you and do what they tell you to do, or you don't, quote, get the money, which they also track and control and decide where and when and how you can spend it and how much value it has when it sits in your digital wallet. Just like you see in the UK and the Netherlands and Germany and Canada, big time, where they say, sorry, you've got a spinal problem and you're in pain, we're not going to give you health care anymore. You need to kill yourself. And they use the psychological tactic of, we'll let you live one more year, just agree to go to death counseling, and we're going to help kill you. And they control them through the pain pills, and they say, we'll give you the pain pills. This is in the news. There's articles all over about it. And the articles are like, is this right to do? So they're introducing it to the public. So they got people addicted to pain pills, you name it, and just, yeah, we'll give them to you another year. Just promise to kill yourself. And then, oh, well, we got rid of those infirm people, but next it'll be you. That's the slippery slope we've already gone over. And so in Italy, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the UK, everywhere, they've been announcing the new digital currency that's going to be based on your smartphone and a QR code. And the basis of the whole thing is your vaccine passport. Remember what happened last year and earlier this year in Australia? They'd say, well, in these different states, these provinces, you have 15 minutes to call the police back when your phone gets called any time of night, or you get a massive fine or arrested. You have to call them back on Zoom and show them where you are to make sure you haven't left your house. That's everybody in these Australian states. And they said, we're getting ready for the social credit score. And it's the same thing here. So as Tucker Carlson said a few weeks ago, they get this in place, it's over. You think Sam Bankman-Fried was ripping you off? The same folks that run him are running this. And once they get this, they can rig the whole economy to consolidate power even more for themselves and absolutely control every facet of your life. You see China, where they, oh, I got a yellow code. I have to sit here where I'm at sometimes for months, just in the street, living under newspapers. Or, oh, I got a red code. I can't leave my apartment 20 floors up for 130 days. That's the model, and it's a consortium of the UN and China and a Bill Gates-funded group, look it up, that have created the global standard for this QR code smartphone-based system, and it gets worse. Now they're coming out and saying, actually, you got to have a face scan or a hand scan, or your social credit score goes up. I have newscast today. If you take a chip, and there's suddenly articles everywhere about the anti-chippers, they're the worst people. Have you heard of these terrorists? They're anti-chip. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you'll take a poison shot, but why don't you take a chip? Australia, social credit introduces to the nation. Social credit introduced to access the internet via your digital ID. We're about to play part of the newscast. Anti-chippers are the latest group of awful people we now have to worry about. Oh, you submit so good, and the anti-chippers are there. They're so bad. Robert F. Kennedy writes all about it. Your digital identity will be required to unlock all aspects of life, from logging onto the internet to accessing social services, travel, food, shopping, and financial services. Big article up on Infowars.com. Michigan bill demands 100% transition to green energy and smart IDs to ensure that it's being enforced to track everything you do and what your carbon footprint is for rationing. So it's not coming, it's here. Look at those nasty anti-chippers. Man, they're bad. They're the latest group of awful people who now have to worry about, as if these troubling times haven't already encumbered us with enough challenges. There's people that warn the global government wants to put a chip in us, which we do, and we are going to lock you in your house and forcibly inject you with stuff that slowly kills you, but it's okay. Because everybody doing it, like Tim Cook, is wearing little black turtlenecks, and a lot of them are gay and talk like women, so it's like, well, I mean, this guy's wearing a turtleneck and is gay. It must be all right. Okay, I'll take a chip. Oh, Apple's helping round up millions of Chinese dissidents and putting them in death camps? But, I mean, he's gay. I mean, look, he's got a turtleneck on. He's liberal. And big tech surveilling you, and big tech censoring you, and it's run by the FBI and the CIA. We told you that years ago. We were the first to tell you that. So this is criminal, it's over the top, it's ridiculous, it's absolutely insane, it'll hurt 99.9% of us, no one should accept it, it should be evil, recognized and evil that we reject. Let's go ahead and play a clip from National Australian News, just announcing with a pretty lady telling you it's no big deal and it's here. Here it is.
A radical plan to crack down on social media abuse is being considered by the federal government. For more Nine's Oliver Haig joins us live in Adelaide. Ollie, how will it work?
Well, good morning. Essentially, it will work the same as a passport. Australians forced to submit 100 points of identification, like their driver's license or passport, when using social media accounts like Facebook and Twitter. Now, police would have access to those social media accounts, and it's all part of a crackdown on online abuse. Now, users could be liable for defamation suits or even criminal prosecution, and it's all part of a plan hoping to deter people from engaging in bad behaviour. Now, the recommendation were handed down by a federal parliamentary inquiry. They're reforms that are being considered by the Morrison government, with the chairman saying there is merit to remove the veil of being anonymous. Layla?
And the Republican Party in Texas in the legislature has co-sponsored a bill to create an internet ID here as well, which is the social credit score. And by the way, that was from a while back. Now they passed that regulation outside of law. The executive branch just said that was the case. Wear a mask, take a shot. But again, the worst part is these anti-chippers. I mean, they don't want the global government to put a chip in them. What absolutely horrible people. And at the same time, we have the massive intimidation and attacks on scientists and researchers around the world that told the truth about COVID and where it came from, that told the truth about the fact that it was man-made and that the shot was far more deadly and that they were suppressing nootropics. And now we have White House press conferences, I'll play at the start of the next hour, where they're calling it incredibly dangerous to even criticize Dr. Fauci in any way. And the latest on Elon Musk and the latest Twitter files he's been releasing. But the good news is humanity is on the march. We have got so much we're going to be hitting coming up in the next hour ahead of Nick Fuentes joining us for that debate on the whole yay Hitler fest that was here a week and a half ago. Before we go any further, we now have the new line. It's the highest quality you're going to find out there. It's just insanely good. It is InfoWars MD. We have turmeric, which is 95% curcuminoid, just as good as Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula. Comes from the same source. We're just going directly to the manufacturer, so it's under a new label. We'll still have Body's if you like the orange label. This is turmeric 95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's has been sold out, but now turmeric 95 is here. Libido RX is incredible natural compounds that will just blow away, you know, any issues I think anybody's going to have. I think you should definitely try it out. Better mood is incredible. Nitric boost is so good for your heart and your lungs, naturally creating more nitrous oxide in the blood. Mushroom Max is an incredible non-stimulant nootropic, well-known and designed with top rare mushrooms to create incredible mental clarity and focus. Everybody should try that. Angel's Vitality Collagen is selling out. Super Greens is there as well, a really high-end. And the CBD is selling out. This is all limited run. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with Hour 2.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.